Canadian DJ Deadmau5 slammed as irrelevant piece of shit after attacking Trump inauguration performer DJ 3 Alau. By Warner Todd Houston on January 26, 2025. The world of DJing was riled last week when Canadian DJ Deadmau5 went on a tear against fellow DJ 3 Alau for daring to headline for one of Donald Trump's inaugural parties. However, 3 Alau is not backing down at all. On Friday, DJ 3 Alau, whose real name is Justin Blau, posted to his Instagram account about his wonderful experience DJing for one of Trump's inaugural parties earlier that week. In the post, the DJ told fans that 5 days ago, President Trump's team reached out cause they needed a DJ for inauguration afters. Playing Starlight Ball was not on my 2025 bingo card, but I mean wow, what an honor. I was so nervous, and only got to play for 30 minutes but holy shit. Achievement unlocked. The music producer and crypto and blockchain booster also posted photos of the event to his X account. Yesterday was a huge leap forward for crypto. It was an honor to be a small part of it DJing the at POTUS after smilepic.twitter.com/skma94nitty. Blau, at Blau, January 21, 2025. 3 Alau is excited that Donald Trump has expressed his openness to the crypto and blockchain industry. An industry the music producer is hoping to develop. As soon as he posted his message to Instagram, though, 3 Alau faced some backlash from leftists who were upset that he dared to associate with the Trump administration. But one of his chief detractors was a fellow DJ named Deadmau5, pronounced Deadmau5, a Canadian whose real name is Joel Thomas Zimmerman. Zimmerman was disgusted that 3 Alau accepted the invitation to DJ at Trump's event and accused 3 Alau of associating with Nazis. Here's the best takeaway, the Canadian bloviated. Not a single person in that entire dumbfuck administration has ever known who the fuck you were, cared about you, or even gives the remotest shit about you. And you certainly won't be remembered by any of them. But everyone in this business will remember that you stood behind Nazis and convicted felons who would further marginalize the very people who gave you a platform. What very little respect I had for you is gone. So glad you got some drink tickets out of the deal, enjoy them, you Nepo piss baby. DJ at Blau is getting attacked by at Deadmau5 on Instagram for DJing the Starlight Ball. And Deadmau5 is not holding back words, everyone in this business will remember you stood behind Nazis. pic.twitter.com/9oikbulgu8. James O'Keefe, at JamesOAFAIE, January 25, 2025. 3 Alau, though, proved to have no intention of bowing to the backlash. He made a full-throated reply to the attackers and insisted he is proud to have participated at the Trump event. A matter of fact, I am a proud American, 3 Alau replied to the detractors. The freedoms we have in this country make it possible for me to pursue my passions, whether as a founder, a CEO, or a musician. My pride should not be used as a vessel for other people's anger. He added, "This is exactly the behavior that has divided us. I am unwavering in my decision to focus my music and my work on things that continue to push our country forward. This might not always align with a single party, but progress comes from working together, not against each other." He also received a flood of support online, with many people calling out Deadmau5. 3 Alau then pointed out Trump's support of crypto and blockchain technologies. "I believe firmly in both free speech and the acceleration of tech innovation," he wrote. "These principles have been integral to my identity. I also see crypto and blockchain technology as monumental forces essential to our future as a nation, forces that the previous administration opposed. This administration favors many aspects of the vision I hold for our future. While no one's values will ever fully align with those of any president or party, I stand by my choice. And, for the record, I am grateful to participate in our democracy." Another DJ, Robin Balliot, also stood up for 3 Alau, and blasted Deadmau5 for being a hypocrite, and asked, "Does publicly criticizing another artist for performing for someone you don't politically support reflect the inclusivity that music and the industry stands for?" Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.